A federal judge has issued a temporary injunction blocking the Trump administration's attempt to end a federal immigration program known as Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. The move prevents the deportation of an estimated 240,000 immigrants from Nicaragua, El Salvador, Haiti, and Sudan. So what happens next? For more on this, we are joined by Royce Murray, Director of Policy and Media for the American Immigration Council, which advocates on behalf of immigrants' rights. Royce, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
So let's start with the judge's decision here. Give us the reasoning behind this. What did Judge Chen write?
Well, what the court looked at was the way in which the decision was reached to terminate TPS for four different countries. And he was concerned less with the outcome, but more with the process, in that the way in which country conditions were considered as required by statute had changed fairly dramatically from the way these conditions had been considered in the past, and yet the government hadn't notified the public that they were making a change to the way they were considering and weighing these various factors. So it's a preliminary decision. We'll have to see what the impact will be as further rulings happen. Mm-hmm. But for now, at least, the concern was with the way in which the decision was made, and for a preliminary decision now, that there was no harm in restoring their TPS status.
Right. Who brought this case? Who challenged it to begin with?
There were TPS holders from four different countries, El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan, as well as the U.S.-born children of some of these TPS holders, because there are hundreds of thousands of U.S.-born children of TPS holders because they've been in the country, some for over 20 years. And so they brought this challenge to contest the way in which the decision was made. There are other TPS holders who have lost their TPS status from Honduras and Nepal who are not a part of this litigation.
Now, typically we hear that a judge will not issue a temporary injunction if there's not some likelihood that the ultimate result, once the case goes to trial, will be similar. Does that give you optimism that the ruling will ultimately be that, you know, that the process was flawed and that the federal government cannot revoke the status for these folks?
Well, this decision really was a bit of a lifeline, even if it's a temporary one, for this population, because you're right, the judge did look at the likelihood of the plaintiff succeeding on the merits of the case and cited very heavily the evidence that the decision-making was based on pressure from the White House and a real racial animus towards these populations. There was a lot of colorful language used in discussion around TPS by the administration, as well as the email exchanges related to how this decision was made and how country conditions that would have supported extending the TPS was suppressed. So given the way the evidence was evaluated and summarized in this decision, I think there is some newfound optimism about the way forward.
The Department of Justice, on the other hand, issued a statement accusing the judge here of usurping authority, essentially. Was this ruling, do you think, within his bounds?
The reality is there is broad discretion in how TPS decisions are made, but that discretion is not without some outer limit and some checks and balances. And I'm not surprised that the administration wants to contest this ruling because they want to retain broad discretion, and they were very intent on reaching this outcome. So there's no surprise that they would want to challenge this. And while, again, that discretion is broad, it cannot go unchecked.
Let's talk a little bit more before we have to let you go here about the immigrants involved in this. It sounds like your organization works with some of them, and they were sort of in limbo before this. Does this give them some reassurance for a little while?
It does give them reassurance, and it's unclear for how long. It's certainly not permanent just yet. But for example, the nationals of Sudan who had TPS, their status was due to expire November 2nd. So this is really a last-minute effort to buy them a bit more time to remain with their families in the United States without being at risk of deportation and to continue working for their employers and just going about their lives supporting their families. Nicaragua was soon to be ended after that as well. So this couldn't have come any sooner. The timing is good, and it does buy them a bit more time, and we'll have to see where the courts take it from here.
All right. Royce Murray is the Director of Policy and Media for the American Immigration Council. Royce, thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.